Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy any gift for that person you love, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show and everybody at Amazon.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Dude.
What's up with Pony?
Pony. Look, the man was late yesterday, and now he's just an Uber dick.
He is. He's like, don't yell at me. I'm writing code for your show. It takes time.
You're goddamn right.
I'm writing code.
You know what? His favorite sponsor is Cameron Hughes because of the
whining. He basically just called us a bunch of dumb
He did. And don't say that.
Oh, sorry.
What are you doing?
That's a bonus show. My B.
Yeah, my B. No,
my B.
You censor bad, but not the word F.
My B. Yeah, Pony, what's the deal, man?
Yeah, come
what's
on, man.
What's the deal?
You in a bad mood?
No. I'm just
ill humor.
C++ killing you?
Oh, do you know what it is? It might be the holiday blues.
Oh, you are lonely. And yesterday we found out about Rofo's cans.
Yeah.
Well.
It was really remarkable. I never thought that Rob would date a girl with bigger breasts than he had.
Did you?
It's quite the find.
It is.
Did you feel any jealousy whatsoever? And it's okay if you didn't. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if I
same
were
same place, be honest.
If I were you, like I would see that, but like I got a lot more going on than Rofo does.
Yeah,
how did he swing that? I mean, man can barely drive.
I'm a homeowner, father of two, and
story?
I'm jealous. Barely, yeah.
I mean, he's got a Metro Pass in his pocket right now.
Smart I call trip. That his unfair card.
Smart trip. Straight to the cans.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think?
Well, to be honest, I'm not jealous. I'm happy for Rofo. I love the guy. I'm glad that he's
so sweet.
Found somebody.
Yeah.
Would
what
you
about
like me
you?
To find you a pair of breasts to call your own?
Just the breasts?
You know, but the thing is, when Rob makes that offer and the way he's sort of his like, demeanor, it's like he's going to bring you two severed breasts.
Or it's like, no. It's like he's asking Pony to motorboat him.
Yeah, or I was actually envisioning the end of the movie Seven.
What's in the box?
They're beautiful. They're beautiful with huge areolas.
Quick update. What happened to your prospects with your anime girl?
Nothing.
Really?
No.
So she blew you off on that Friday, and that was it.
And the swinging couple didn't help because I know they're in your corner.
But they are planning to help. But
are they as proactive as you are?
They've been planning for a while.
Yeah. The best laid plans. Get him unlaid.
let him talk. Go ahead.
You know, I think that on that day, you guys might have kind of blown things out of proportion.
Well, no. I think what he's saying is that we attach too much importance to the event.
Yeah.
The seduction.
Too much pressure?
It was more of a more of an interest than a than someone that I'm really really into. But
wait!
You're revising history like
Hold
a Russian
on a second.
Government here.
You just told us not 2 minutes ago that it really hasn't panned out. Mm-hmm. And during the program that we did when we asked you about what was going on with this young lady,
right? Mm-hmm.
You said that there was interest. Now that it hasn't worked out, there wasn't interest.
No,
was it?
I think I know that the grapes were pretty sour.
Yeah. I just said that there was interest.
But Pony, you also said that the interest was long running.
Yes, for some time now.
Yeah, and
you've been yearning your loins.
Oh, his burning loins.
Yes,
and you really should get some ointment for that.
Yeah.
So Friday, the holidays didn't work out. Has she? And again, we might have ruined it for you, but.
Or helped it.
Has she ever since that one program, and maybe she heard it, maybe she didn't, maybe she heard about it.
The sexy barista,
Did she start tiptoeing back on your friendship?
No. So okay. she didn't hear it.
It's status quo. Okay. It hasn't changed, has it? Has it gotten worse?
You're right, Rob. It is status quo.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Non-existent.
Really sorry I put those words in his mouth because I gave him an easy out. Status quo. But so are you in at least the same shooting range? Bad choice of words that you were before we first brought this up.
Absolutely.
What happens this weekend to advance, General?
I think it's going to be next weekend.
Hey, can we call her?
No.
She's probably working, right?
Hell no.
She's the sexy barista.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Hanson sisters. Or brothers or twins, whatever you're doing
the
at
home. The swinging couple.
Yeah.
Please.
Can you private message us and see if you can connect it? Because I think the show needs to move this forward.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, there's a lot of I's that need dotting and a lot of T's that need crossing before calendar year 2016 comes along.
Yeah. We have a new car service.
Yes.
Right?
We do.
Maybe there could be a love connection before the holidays.
Has she ever been in a town car?
Oh, I don't know.
Ooh.
Have she
corporate sedan service?
Has she ever been in a radio studio that's not on the radio?
Ah. Yeah. Has she ever been to the world of make-believe?
She can ride Yoshi in here.
Well, please keep us updated, Pony, and
good luck. I will.
And I think the offer from Rob still stands that if you'd like to come over and watch, which is the creepiest thing that has ever been said on this show. Please keep that in mind. Sending all our best and good luck to Mike O'Mara, who is in jury duty today.
Yes, jury duty.
Serving his country.
Fresh haircut.
Yes, sir.
So we sure hope he gets out of that and is home and well before all is said and done. Oscar.
Yes.
I know you like to drink. I like to drink. Yeah. We all like to drink. Mm-hmm. And what's the bad thing about drinking? Hangovers, right?
Hangovers are the worst, especially as you get older.
Oh, do you remember before you were 25?
Oh, my God. How about before I was 37.
Oh, 25.
36, I could still hold on. 36 is awesome. 37 hangovers are really rough.
37 hangovers. That sounds like last August. But you know, the thing is when I turned 25, it was like someone flipped a switch. It used to be when I was in college, I could roar and put away all the liquor in a bar, and the next day, all I needed was a grape soda and two Excedrin, and I could do anything. And then it's crippling. And God, Carrie gets the flu all the time. So the only surefire way, of course, to avoid a hangover is not get drunk.
Yes.
But this is not possible.
No.
This is bad logic.
That's
so
boring.
Here are the top 6 ways from the Huffington Post to avoid getting a hangover. We are entering the holiday season. I know for a fact holiday parties have started because my dad's wife, Kathy, her Christmas party is tonight.
It's the holidays.
And I did the music for the party.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
I'm awesome, right?
Yeah, you're really great. Yeah. Hey, is it hard? And be honest.
Yes.
By now, I know that you're the go-to guy for holiday music.
Right. Yeah.
How do you do the music? Do you just hit download and then say, hey, guys, I slaved over this?
Well, what happened is, this is funny.
Be honest.
I will be God's honest.
Yes. And while we do that, if you don't mind, Diego, go get me a coffee. Because I'm dying.
And you know what, Diego? Make it two. Oscar will pay.
Please, my friend. And then someone else can take over the camera.
That'd be nice. Yes, a vanilla latte, if you would. Any size.
A regular latte. Grande for both of us, please.
So she called and she needs 4.
Anybody else? I'm doing my best Mike O'Mara right now.
That's true.
And
that's
I need 12 bagels.
12 morning buns.
Okay, no bagels.
No bagels.
No bagels.
All right, thank
you. No bagel.
Thank you, Diego. The thing is that she wanted the music to have a progression, right?
Yes.
And so the playlist, my father said, oh, it's easy. I'll just come over with my iPod and sync up with your computer. I said, you can't do that. If you sync with my computer, it's going to become proprietary to my computer. You're going to lose everything on your
iPod. You're
going to
be boned.
Right. And so she said they have something at the hotel where they're having the party called the Apple Box. And I said, what is that? She says, according to their leaflet, you can plug any Apple product into the Apple Box and it will play. I said, perfect. So I go online and I Google Apple Box, and you know what I see? Crates that apples come in. There's no such thing as an Apple Box product, but I think it's probably like a step up or maybe like a corporate version
Apple
TV.
Enterprise.
Is it?
Yeah, I've seen them before. They're super expensive, but if a hotel's offering that, that's smart of them.
So what happened is she said that if I could get the music on her iPad, then she can plug her iPad into the Apple Box and play that way, or Bluetooth in.
She's cutting you out of the equation.
No,
she's
not.
Cutting you out.
She's not.
Mm-hmm. DJ
she's not.
Undercutters.
No, because what happened is then we had to figure out the best way to do it. I said, so in that case, you really don't want a playlist. What you want is blocks of music.
Ooh.
So I sat down.
Non-stop. Like,
you're programming a radio station. Do you have jingles?
I thought about it. So hour one is like light cocktail, generic Christmas music.
Nice.
Hour two is more vocals and a little more upbeat. Hour three is the block of Christmas music that I have used every year since 2009. All the Christmas standards. Yeah. And then
the
block four is dance music.
Oh.
And so she can bounce around. And the party's 4 hours, but every block is is an hour 19, so she can bail at any time.
Yeah.
But it's good, and let's sell them.
Please.
I think that'd be good.
What about a Dean Martin superset?
Okay. Hey, how about this? When people are quiet is the greatest. the best way.
Dean Martin superset?
What are you talking about?
You're into Dean Martin. Isn't that in radio? They call it a superset coming up, like three Dean Martins in a row?
It'd be a triple shot or two for Tuesday. No. Did you hear they're doing a Dean Martin tour with a hologram?
No.
Hey. The same company that did Whitney is doing Dean Martin.
I called that a long time ago. I didn't say Dean Martin, though.
Who did you say?
I said that they were going to bring Biggie back as a hologram and he'd go on tour.
Biggie Martin.
They're going to do all the Beatles. Except they're going to put the live
Beatles. Two of them are alive.
Well, the live Beatles and then the hologram Beatles, right?
You know, the amazing thing is hologram Ringo outsold Ringo.
But they would bring back the Beatles total with the holograms.
I think they'll wait until the other two die and then you're on it.
Right?
Now they
and then Michael Jackson, I thought they were going to do.
The easiest call, I think, would be Elvis because he's still got the fan base of the people. They did a concert for Elvis where a live band played against a movie of him.
Yeah, but the mirrors were going to cost too much, especially for Fat Elvis.
Fat Elvis. Yeah. Thousands and thousands of dollars of virtual rhinestones. All right, this will help you. We've certainly got off track. These are the top six ways, and you've got a holiday party coming up. These will help you. If you want to avoid a hangover, eat things that are rich in vitamins and antioxidants like fruit, veggies, fish. Stay away from fatty foods.
Ah, I thought fatty foods soaked up the alcohol.
I think that's to cure a hangover, to prevent a hangover.
That's why you do fricassee.
And if you go back, you can actually check out. Mike had the list of foods to eat before you drink. That was on an earlier episode.
Cool.
Drink clear liquor like vodka or pony like gin.
Yeah.
That's right. Some people think it's a myth, but a study in 2010 says that dark liquors like whiskey, I've had some myself, do give you worse hangovers because they have more toxins called congeners. And I think that's probably.
I used to be a tonic guy in college.
Yeah.
Gin and tonic.
Gin and tonic.
And this is douchey.
Oh my tonic God. Water.
Did I ever tell you why?
No.
Drinking on gin and juice.
Oh no.
The Snoop Dogg song. I want to try gin. I've never tried gin. If Snoop Dogg's into it, that's what I'm in. So I would go and order that drink, and people must have thought, the bartenders must have thought, this guy's an old soul.
Yeah, no, that's not what they thought.
What do they think?
They think you're a douche.
Really?
Yeah, it's an old man drink. What is he doing? They think you're fooling somebody.
Really?
Well, what about the old fashioned? That's the oldest drink there is.
Well said, Tony. Yeah. Can I get an old fashioned?
Yeah. VCU, we drank a lot of stuff that was mixed up in trash cans. We weren't really doing a lot of
trash
precision.
Can party, yeah.
I would say I would walk up to the bar, Bent Willie's, West Virginia University.
Blackout Tuesdays.
Yeah,
I've been there.
Oh, God.
So I would walk up.
I'm going home.
And I would say,
Bang Willies.
Can I get a sapphire and tonic? That's how douchey I was.
Oh God.
I'm the worst. The only reason
gin and tonic is a drink is because there are no two fouler tasting beverages on earth, and they're the only thing that can cancel out the flavor of each other.
No big hangovers then, I remember.
It's for malaria.
That's fine.
Back in the old days,
You know why Hitler didn't drink gin?
What's that?
Made him mean. Number three, don't drink cheap liquor. Again, it has more toxins, including methanol, which gets metabolized into formaldehyde in your body and makes you feel like crap.
Blah.
Now, this one I thought of for you, Oscar.
Jess?
Don't mix alcohol and caffeine. You're Jack and Coke. Now you see, and I also love a Cuba Libre, which is rum and Coke. But the thing
is, for a while, I was getting into just IPAs, right?
Sure,
just beers.
Yeah,
and then I really noticed. I was like, okay, I've been drinking beer for a while. Maybe one Jack and Diet isn't going to do anything for me. Like, it'll just
was this
like,
after a few beers or
this is this
how
past
you
weekend?
Right? Oh, okay, very good.
Yeah, I got off of school, and it was like 8 p.m. or whatever it was, and I was like, I'll swing by Mad Fox, but I'm not going to get one of our beers because I just want one quick drink and I'm out of there. Because when I drink, let's say the Feasting Horn, the Big O Nukes beer,
right?
I want to drink like 5 or 10 of them. Like,
understood.
I know, right? So I was like, I'm going to go in get some wines. And I'm going to get one quick drink because the beers are going to take me to too many beers.
Right.
So I had one drink and I was like, oh, my good old friend is back. And then just like, and maybe this is like the alcoholic in me because I was like, what if I had three more? Right.
It's opened the doors.
So I blamed whatever chip that's in me that needs more of that on, the beers are so tasty. Maybe a little harder alcohol will slow me down.
This is what happens. Yeah. Is this is why people order shots. You never start an evening with a shot. Shot comes after four drinks when you think, shot is what I need.
It's rough.
A sober person doesn't do it. But anyway, the caffeine of the Coke will dehydrate you, and that means that it will make your hangover worse. And also, with that caffeine boost in your system, you don't realize how drunk you are.
Okay.
So
yeah,
you got to watch out for that.
Going.
Good to know.
Pony, number five, don't smoke.
Oh,
yeah. Smoke!
A study in 2013 says that college students who smoked cigarettes when they were out drinking ended up with worse hangovers, which I agree with. And also, of course, just drink water while you're out, because essentially what a hangover is dehydration. So there you go. I hope that helps out. And I hope that someone out there that's listening gets as excited about today's show as Rob Ford did when you said Bent Willys. If we can do that, we have truly done our job.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Buenos dias, officer.
Hola.
I'm very sorry if we were violating some of your local traffic laws. You see,
cut the I saw you leaving Pablo Chacon's compound. We both know if I search your mobile home, what I find.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like arresting anybody today, so I just simply take my bribe and I'll be on my way.
We don't have that sort of cash on us right now.
Maybe you can offer me something a little more personal.
I gotcha. Rose, suck his
you. I'm not sucking anything.
Come on, will you be a team player? Are you
kidding me?
Will you stop being so selfish?
Please, please. Senora, no need to be alarmed.
Well,
you see, I'm how you say a man who prefers the company of other men.
Oh, David, suck his.
Rose.
5 seconds tops.
Come
on, David, be a team player. You're gonna have fun.
Okay. Kenny, front and center, buddy.
What? No. What's wrong?
I'm not gay.
Are you sure? I mean, you never really know until you know.
No, I'm not gay.
Okay, all right, calm down. Look, this like gay panic situation you're having right now, it's coming off a little homophobic.
What, I'm homophobic because I don't want a in my mouth?
Exactly. It's exactly what homophobic means. Oh. Look, okay, I mean, come on, just, you go over there, you just, you know, you pretend it's a girl's any girl's you want.
I'm not sure I agree with that logic.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Rob.
Blackout Friday at Bent Willys.
Oh, yeah. I think it was Blackout Tuesday.
Blackout Tuesday.
Yeah, oftentimes extended
well,
to Friday.
Well, midweek traffic.
Live from the Cappy Viper Studios from our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, heard daily for a long time at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Closing in on an anniversary. Listen on Tuesday, on Monday. For nothing special, but it is our anniversary.
6 years?
It'll be 6 years on Monday.
Oh, my God. Look how far we haven't come.
That's right. And I've lost and gained 1,000 pounds. online, on air, and on your mobile device, The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Isn't that right, Mike?
This portion of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our good friends at Blue Apron. You know, you can finally put your kitchen to good use instead of just sitting there and looking at the countertops. Besides, cooking at home means eating healthier and saving money instead of ordering expensive takeout again. Blue Apron has got you covered, and you'll love the simplicity and the value. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron delivers all of the fresh ingredients you need to create delicious, home-cooked meals. Just follow the easy step-by-step instructions. Each meal can be prepared in 40 minutes or less, and that means no more overwhelming trips to the grocery store and no more sad takeout. No matter what dietary preferences you have, Blue Apron makes it a breeze to discover and prepare dishes like apple cider glazed chicken with roasted Brussels sprouts, potatoes, and Atlas carrots. Those sound like strong carrots. Or teriyaki cod with garlic rice and roasted sesame broccoli. Yum. Plus, you'll be cooking with ingredients you've never used before. Learning has never been more delicious. All the recipes are between 500 and 700 calories per portion. Tasty and good for ye. And right now, you can get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. Our treat, really, the first two meals are on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
I don't know if anyone is watching this on the video, but there was very awkward conversation and exchange during that opening segment because if you just got off an airplane, know that in the opening segment, Oscar asked Diego to go down and buy coffee.
Yes.
Right?
I demanded it.
You wanted a grande latte. I wanted a grande vanilla latte. And so he came in and he gave us our coffees. And I tasted mine and I said, not vanilla.
Yes.
And so I looked
Not enough calories.
And I looked at Oscar and I pantomimed, you know, sort of awkwardly that I think our drinks are, the mics are off. I don't need to be whispering. But I said, I think he mixed up our drinks. So quick thinking, we swapped drinks by taking the lids off.
God forbid we get germs.
That's right. Because I, you know, we, he's had a checkered past. And so
bodily fluids.
I don't want any of that. And so we switch and I tasted it. It tastes just the same. And he tastes his and he says, it's okay. And then Diego says, I got you the same things. They're identical.
I'm not really I'm not a picky eater. Or so I'm not going to be the guy that says, hey, man, you messed it up. Because it's just, it was a last minute audible, right?
And also,
and coffee orders suck.
They do. And the thing is that I, the only reason I made a point about it is I thought, oh my God, Oscar's going to taste the cloyingly sweet taste of vanilla syrup.
Appreciate that.
And he's not going to dig it because you like, you're just like more of a standard latte.
Yeah. And I don't, but I don't know enough about coffee to really get into coffee. Like,
okay,
I know like a gingerbread latte or a pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice? Do they have those at Bent Willy's?
Brewster. I know that they have lots of calories.
Yes, they
but,
do.
But what you know, I also didn't realize is that. This is how much a rube I am in the coffee game.
Ah, your rube at Starbucks with your bagels and your rube.
That I didn't know that a coffee latte was just milk and coffee.
It is steamed milk.
Oh, is that what it is?
Ooh, I'm so angry at you. Yeah, it is. They steam the
milk.
What's
the difference?
Well, because it becomes frothy. And then they add the espresso to it, or the fastest coffee on the earth, espresso. Mm. But espresso is
they
that-
They put an espresso in it?
Espresso is-
Espresso.
A very, very strong brew, and then it's cut by the frothed up steamed coffee, milk.
Ah, I thought it was regular coffee.
Nay, nay.
Nay, nay.
Nay, nay. And whip, whip, and stanky light. So anyway, everyone has their coffee.
Diego.
Do you care to offer a defense with your Superman hair?
In my defense- Yes, Rob did ask for a vanilla latte.
Yes.
But then Oscar said, you know what? Just get two grande lattes, and that's it.
Oh,
I don't know if I said two.
That's not, no, that's not what he said. What
thank
he said.
You. Thank you, Rofo, the witness.
You so, know, this. So I wonder if Mike's case is this exciting today.
So he asked for a vanilla latte, and then Oscar said, yeah, I'll just have one of any latte.
Yeah.
What, yes. Really?
That's not two of the same. That's just one of any.
No, but then Oscar said, just get two grande lattes.
Order in the court. Order in the court. The case is Adrian versus the English language.
I might have said, I can't confirm or deny.
You said what happened
just
is.
Just get two, which I meant just two coffees.
Two grande.
His vanilla latte.
Because I said any size, because I glommed on to the fact you were paying.
So I said two grande.
Right.
Yeah,
and that's
so size, happened. Not flavor.
It's all about communication.
Plus, I should have said I need three sugars and a stirry stick.
Stirry
I should have brought
stick.
Yeah. Sugars. Yeah, my bad.
You don't keep any over there?
No.
Wow.
Hey, I think we know a carpenter. Oh, Charlie's, but I don't know if Charlie. We need drawers over here.
Yeah, we do.
Drawer.
Hey,
I know,
you know
a guy.
What?
I know a guy.
You know a guy?
Yeah.
You know what? There's got to be sugar near the Keurig out there.
There is.
Can
there
you
is?
Go see
Can
if
I
there's
get
some Splenda?
Three sugars and a Starry Stick?
He wants a Splenda. You don't want
stick.
Sugar.
Are they called Starry Sticks? Yeah, Splenda.
They're called stirrers. Coffee stirrers. S-T-I-R-R-E-R-S.
You know why I never really got into the coffee game ever?
That you don't like the prep?
No, I used to drink coffee as a child. I mentioned it on the show years ago.
Back in Colombia.
Yes.
Well, it's all they have down there.
No, but it's a tradition in my family. I remember being a little fella.
Yeah.
I'm saying 4 or 5, and we would have coffee and hang out.
I'm, you know,
and plaque de card. Talk about life.
What is plaque de card?
Just have conversations.
Okay, that's neat. Yeah. Coffee was a big, big deal growing up, and I, because I've come from a broken home.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I would spend a lot of time at my grandparents' house. That's why I'm so close to Big Daddy.
Yes.
And he was a voracious coffee drinker. There was always a pot, and it was the days where they made a pot of coffee.
Folgers in your cup.
No, Maxwell House, but very much the same. And 4 o'clock is when people in the neighborhood would sort of converge in the house. Fresh coffee was made, and gossip was exchanged. And my Uncle Sam, I believe, was the... one who coined the term, where's everybody? They're up at the house drinking truth serum because they would drink coffee and tell truths about each other.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, coffee was always a big deal. So if I wanted it, I could always have it, but they'd load it with the cream, you know.
Why would everybody converge at the house?
Because it was just like a social thing. I mean, it started out just my grandmother and her friends, but then when Big Daddy retired, it was just 4 o'clock. People would be
cafecito.
There. Cafecito.
Oh,
so,
that's nice.
Yeah, it's a very social thing.
Aww.
You know, because you know what?
You don't do that anymore.
No, well, people don't drop in anymore. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is there anything more like upsetting than when you're at your home and you're
outside. No.
Yeah, and then
I don't even like talking to the delivery guy when he comes.
It's when what I get warning because Linus will go apes if anyone comes to the door because he sits on looking outside, barking at everybody, protecting the house. But, you know, he'll start really going crazy. And then there's a knock at the door. And I'm thinking, I've got to climb the steps to go there. So what I'll do if I don't know who it is,
so lazy.
I'll go out through the garage. It's faster, though. It's more of a convenient way to get to them.
Yep.
But it is awkward because, you know, you have to climb steps to get to my front door because the main level of my house is actually one story
up. Yeah, so you're like, you're basically yelling up to your front door. Hey,
how you doing? Hey, buddy. So that's what I do.
Do you are you ever embarrassed by that?
By what?
By not opening your front door like an adult?
Sometimes. But you know what? If it's a drop-in, chances are I don't care.
And by the way, you could say I was just working in the garage like if you're a handyman.
Well, why would I lie? And you're, they're not going to buy that.
Well, I don't know.
Look at these hands. They've been counting money all their lives. I got city hands. I got city hands. Ever been embarrassed? I live my life in a state of embarrassment. All right. When we come back, Oscar had a little dust up with his missus, but I think it has a happy ending.
Oh, of course it does. I win.
For him, maybe.
I hope the latte was right.
Oh, yeah.
Stick around, folks. We're back. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is the Internet Steve Mermelstein. As of December 7th, 2015, Mike, Rob, and Oscar will have tirelessly brought you 6 years of entertainment and countless hours of happiness. Let's reward their dedication to making us laugh by doing all of our shopping through MichaelMarisShow.com. At MichaelMarisShow.com, you'll find links to all the best deals on the internet. And trust me, as a Mermelstein, you can bet I know where to find the best deals. You can take that to the bank. You see, when you go through MichaelMarisShow.com, Mike, Rob, and Oscar get a little taste, but it doesn't cost us anything. What a mitzvah. So be a mensch and do all your holiday shopping to MichaelMarisShow.com this Hanukkah. Oh, and you can do it for that other holiday, too. These deals are still great, even if you believe in that other stuff. Mermelstein out.
One take.
He almost made it.
One take.
You know what's great about Christmas is the guy comes and visits from the North Pole. Thank you, spokesmodel Steve Mermelstein. And yes, that still drives Serta crazy.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our friends at Cameron Hughes Wine. You know, Cameron Hughes has been a wonderful sponsor for the Mike O'Mara Show. And let me tell you how they do it. Cameron Hughes buys wines and they sell them direct to you for 40% to 80% less than what you'd originally pay. But check this out. Cameron Hughes has extended their incredible Cyber Monday deal just for our listeners. Get 30% off and free shipping on a case and free gift bags. Just go to chwine.com, use the code TMOS. This is the best deal of the year, but today is the last day for this offer, and the wine will not last. It's perfect to stock up for the holidays. This is a no-brainer. Phenomenal wines that are already 40 to 80% less, plus 30% off, free shipping, and free gift bags. Do it now. It's the best deal of the year, but after today, the deal is gone. So, what are you waiting for? You got to try this wine right now. Right now. You can only get this deal with the TMOS code. The only way to get this Cyber Week 30% off deal is to go to chwine.com, click the microphone in the upper left, and enter TMOS. 30% off and free shipping. That's chwine.com, click the mic, and enter TMOS. Don't wait. At these prices, these wines won't last, and today is the last day for this offer. Thank you, Cameron Hughes.
Oscar will back me up. One of the greatest things to do when you go to a holiday party, if you show up with a bottle of wine.
Oh, great wine.
You're Mr. Big Shot. Great way to stock up. Buy a case and you're set for the
whole
holiday.
Can't go wrong.
So what was the problem? Casa Santana.
It's been a little stressful lately because...
School.
I mean, I've got finals.
Sure.
I think anyone that... And really anybody that's gone through a grad program as an adult.
Sure.
That has technically a full-time job. Or multiple jobs, the person that suffers the most are the people that suffer the most are the people that are closest to them.
Hear, hear. And I think Matt Bloom will agree to that.
Absolutely.
Oh, please, you jerks.
No, but seriously, I mean, you go back, most people, when you're going through finals, you're 19 or 20 years old, say, and you don't really realize what you're dealing with.
You've got nothing but time and procrastination.
And to be honest, you're a dick anyway.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
I'm a dick?
No. When you're 19 or 20. Don't ask me that. That's a loaded question. I don't want to answer that. Not right.
Weird.
Not before the weekend. That's a Monday question.
So, I've been working on being on my A game at home, right?
And to be, and you know what? In all honesty, it, the way you've been bringing, you brought your A game to the studio as well. It doesn't show. I know what
nice
you're going
save.
Through, but it's true. You've been, you're doing great.
So I'm working on that.
And working, I'm working on it.
And I don't want to lay any stress or drama on
additional burden
on my household, right?
Sure.
And I so for the past couple of weeks, as I'm leading up to two finals, one this Friday, and then another next Friday, right?
And I know people are dying to know, what are they in?
Global economics and corporate finance.
Oh,
right?
Man, that makes me so jealous because those are two of my favorite topics.
I know.
You jerks. So, and we've had some big projects, final projects due as well. So my time usually spent after the program when we end at noon, which we rarely do, is work for the show, work for Big O and Dukes, and then I generally try to put another like hour into possibly getting in some for Free App Company. So that's three different shows already, right?
Right, and Tech 411.
Yeah, Tech 411.
When that, what's that other guy? But he does it too. So.
Yeah, Todd and Mac. So so I have all that on my plate. But really, school is taking the bulk and precedence as far as my free time, which is slim to none.
A question for you. Since you've started, and you're about halfway through, right? Roughly halfway through?
I have 7.5 months left.
So, and you've been at it for nearly a year?
Yes.
Have you gotten better through the process at prioritizing?
Yeah, and I'm saying no to things.
Yeah,
it's
and
so
that's,
much easier.
That's huge, right?
To just tell people I can't do it because I simply can't, right? I just don't have the time. And telling people, honestly, I want to do it. We're going to have to talk in next July.
Sure.
But with our household at home, and Shannon has been a 10, an absolute 10 as far as supporting and understanding. And I'm never home, so I'll give you a
scale
perspective.
Scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah, we recorded yesterday's show at 9.
Yeah, we early day.
Hey, I didn't come home till 10 p.m.
Wow.
Right? So I was out all day.
13 hours.
And hours. I had another couple hours of homework, so I probably didn't go to bed till 1.
So you're not great company.
No, I'm not home.
Right.
And it's fine by me because I'm, like, I rather, and I've said it on the show, I'd rather be alone than with anybody else. Like, I because sometimes just being alone is so much easier, right?
That's not what Pony says.
I don't know.
kind of getting used to
and
it.
And it's not me being selfish. It's just I know who I am.
I understand. Like, and that's smart too.
But it's not fair for me to think that that's something that Shannon is okay with, right?
Right, right.
And yesterday I came home and I said, look, gave her a quick kiss. I said, look, I have a couple hours of work. I hope you had a good day.
Right.
I actually bought her flowers on the way home.
Wow.
Because I'm a softie and I'm a romantic, right?
Big softie.
Yeah. Oh, not big softie. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, last time I came home was a softie. She wanted flowers too.
And I thought that was good enough. Bought the flowers. Got to move on with my life, right?
Where'd you get the flowers?
Giant.
Ah.
Always classy.
It's a step up from a 7-Eleven rose.
Nothing else was open. Nothing else was open.
Understood.
It was late night. And
late night flowers.
I know that I had a long day planned.
Yes.
So got a lot going on. So if there's any inkling that I can get a better amount of rest or relaxation anywhere else, I will be selfish and I'll move on with my life. So yesterday,
you got to optimize your me time. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I left the not Mariel bed, but our bed. And I went to the
lover's bed.
I went to the couch and I had a solid 4 hours of sleep.
That's
right?
Good. That's strong.
And my girl walks in at 7:30 to the living room, and she goes
after her 12 hours.
Yeah, after she's logged a good 12 to 15.
Right,
and she says, "Why would you leave the bed?" Like yelling at me.
Yeah, pissed.
And I thought to myself, well, one, that's no way that anybody wants to wake up with their old woman yelling.
Don't
at
Don't yell
right?
at me.
No. Yeah, no, and no. And then I looked at what was to the right of me, which was my laptop and a textbook, and I said, well, let me see how many hours of sleep I just got. On this rough math, probably went to bed around 2:30. Didn't really get into REM if I was lucky around 3:30.
Right.
I'm going to say a solid 4 hours. I feel like someone just put a bullet in my head, right? So I might as well just be dead. I don't even know how we're going to do all the shows. Like, how are we going to get through this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I sat there. I heard her go into the restroom, heard her come out. And
that's
I said,
hot.
I said, look, babe.
Kidding. Sorry,
and I don't know if this is too much,
right?
Because I'm doing my part, right?
Right.
But I said, "Babe," and look, you can write your letters. probably not appropriate. I'm not proud of this.
It's fine. It's S-A-N-T-A-N-A, North Poles. Oscar
Santana, North Pole. Sometimes you just got to say it. And you know, and she is more than welcome to say it to me as well.
Oh, no.
I said.
This is a hell of a setup.
I said, babe, you know, for the last 11 hours
right.
since I came home last night, you've been acting like a
Oh, no.
Oh,
that is not okay.
That's never good.
Not a winner.
And that's not something that somebody with options really needs to have in his life.
Jeez.
So I want you to think about that before you wake me up by yelling at me.
This is not a good word.
And consider the amount that I have on my plate.
Okay.
And how when you text me, let's say yesterday in the middle of the day and said, hey, when do you need this done by? Because I need to take a nap.
Hold on. I thought you were talking to Carrie.
No.
She naps too?
Oh, no. Now she does.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Because I'm working even harder. Well, so I said, you know, there's a lot going on my side that for you to really think that running in and yelling at me to wake me up.
Yeah.
Because maybe I was getting a better night's sleep here, or you don't know. Maybe I just passed out because there's textbooks right next to me,
right
next to my head reading. That's just not appropriate. So let's think about that. And then let's talk in a little bit.
Okay. The thing that just totally blows my mind. And I guess I'm pretty good at being in a relationship. Over 20 years with Carrie, married nearly 20 years. The thing is, and I've said horrible things to her. I've never said that word to her, at her, because I'm still married, and that's proof of that. But the thing that really is a mind boggler is that you can say that word in that context and then end it with the proactive, let's think about it.
Yeah.
Because that's really that C word is usually, that's a game ender. That's when the conversation
ends. Or is it a racial slur?
Changer.
No, well, by changing the game, if it's finding another apartment, then yes, it is a game changer. This is an amazing tale.
So she went into the bedroom. She didn't really say anything. I think she was shocked. It was shock and awe, right?
Well, you are a shocking disc jockey. And you know how to use those colorful words.
And I didn't know how it was going to play out. I just, it was right from the id.
Sure.
Just came right out. I said, I'm just going to let her know how I feel. That's what they're teaching me in negotiation class. Let them know.
How long after you woke up did that come out of your mouth?
Well, she yelled at me to wake me up. And then she went into the restroom. Did her business and then came right back out.
So like just a minute or two.
Maybe that. I don't know how long it takes for him to pee.
So he was probably
still half asleep.
Yeah, groggy.
No, I was groggy. Up. I said, well, this is inappropriate. I had processed the whole situation.
We are trying to help.
We
tossed
your life preserver.
You just gotta nip it, fellas. Okay. So I said, I gotta nip this now and let her know what's what.
Do you know what, Shannon? Lately, you've really been acting like a
roughly 11 hours. And I.
That was never said on the Andy Griffith show.
She
never
was
said
giving
that.
Me the cold shoulder about not watching the show that we quote unquote watched together with her because I got a final.
What's the show?
Oh, it's called The Affair. I'm sure that's healthy. I think it's on Showtime. And I was like, well, I'm not going to do that tonight. I got to read about inflation.
Right.
You know, aggregate demand and supply.
Yeah. Global economics, babe. It's what's buying your milk and cookies.
You want to know what's happening in India? Yeah, they should be an agro economy. What do you know about that?
How'd you like to speak to that?
Let me tell you a little story about inflation. I thought, I was like, all right. This is going to go one or two ways, right?
Oh, it's probably going to go one way.
One or two ways. It's going to go either she's going to move out.
Wow.
That's an extreme.
Or
fishing with dynamite,
Maybe maybe the logic of it all, maybe it wasn't delivered in the correct manner, but maybe the logic will set in. She's like, if I were in his shoes, maybe getting woken up, being yelled at by someone who naps in the middle of the day on the regular basis lately is something that's appropriate, right?
100% understood the last part. But the use of that one word, and maybe it's, I'm not going to say it's cultural. Maybe it's an age thing, but that would just not play in my household.
No.
There is
well,
no
it's not appropriate. It's rude is what it is.
That's what it is.
It's rude.
But Ford, remember that with your busty girlfriend.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten that far yet.
She came out not 10 minutes later as I was going through the emails that had come in the 4 hours I was sleeping.
Yes.
And she goes, look, I want you to know that you probably don't understand this, but I miss you, and I'm sorry. And I said,
God
and I took damn. I took a pause because at this point inside, like there was like the Grand Ole Opry was applauding, right?
Yeah,
because,
exactly. Yeah,
because inside I was like, ugh, of course you're sorry, babe. That was rude. There's no need to act like that. But I was a gentleman about it, and I said,
as you were before.
Really?
I said, babe.
The trend continues.
I said, babe, I completely understand where you're coming from, right? But yelling at someone and waking them up in that manner isn't really something that's constructive.
Oh, my God. After she apologized, you turned it into a lesson?
I wanted her to learn from her mistake.
You know what that's like? That's like someone being handed the trophy and the roses after winning the Kentucky Derby and saying, this is nice, but I'd also like a ring.
Don't jump to conclusions. I said, if there is any time that I act like this.
Right.
Because guys can be as well, right?
Yes.
Jeez.
That word.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I was like, please let me know, because I don't want to act like this either.
What, you know what? You live in Atlantis.
So in one way or another, I empowered her, and she should be thanking me.
You're
okay,
insane.
Yeah, but the thing is the route you took to get there was you got to the promised land, but you walked on the most rickety rope bridge in town. God bless you, because it was a leap of faith, and that
it was over with under 20 minutes.
Wow.
Right?
Jeez. Wow.
Done and done.
I'm adding it to my playbook. That's fantastic. Good luck. I love it.
Good luck.
I love it.
Yeah, you know what? Don't put that in your playbook, because you know what? That's like a kid putting a Tom Brady play into their playbook saying, I'm going to do it. You're not at his level. Don't do it.
No, but we're in a great page right now. We started talking about the holidays.
Excellent.
Like, I haven't even talked about that incident at all.
Make sure you tell her Merry Christmas. Hey.
The woman I love there.
I know. It wasn't about her.
It was What it was just what we like to call continuity in the show. And I said continuity. You don't need to bleep
Thank
that.
You.
All right, back in a second. I got something fun to do with music.
Please.
Okay, but they're going to love it.
Let's do
Good
it.
Good for a Friday. We're back after this.
Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through.
If the production staff can keep the chatter to a minimum, we have a message from our boss.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Sleep Number Beds. You know, you've heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed and how it's changed my life. Well, my friends, at Sleep Number, we have done it again with the coolest gift of the year, or the warmest. You see, the good folks at Sleep Number have created a pillow that's absolutely a breakthrough in technology for people who sleep too warm or too cool. It's the Sleep Number Temperature Balancing Pillow. Now you can sleep at the perfect temperature with a pillow that adapts to you. It's amazing. I love mine. It absorbs excess heat and then releases it as you cool, so you sleep just right every night. That's because the people at Sleep Number know all about your sleep. It features Outlast technology that keeps you comfortable and dry by proactively regulating your temperature for a better night's sleep. My Sleep Number setting is right now an 85. Carlos is a 65. And last night, my Sleep IQ score again was a 93, thanks to my pillow. Come to Sleep Number stores anywhere and see all of their innovative gifts for better sleep. Now through Monday, you can save 40% on the temperature balancing pillow. That's 40%. No better sleep at Sleep Number. Sleep Number beds and Sleep IQ technology are only available at any of the 475 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Don't forget to play Patty Cake and tell them Mike O'Mara sent you.
This little piggy went to Mark. Welcome back. It is a Friday edition of the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike serving his country, doing jury duty, and
yes.
We appreciate that. I wanted to bring this in. I love lists. That's no secret, obviously. And I love music, and I love television. And they all sort of had a magical confluence here. This is from the website, what is it called? UpRocks. You've heard of that?
UpRocks, absolutely.
UPROXX. And these are the 25 best TV themes of all time.
Okay.
And what is weird about this is it's easy when you think of a great TV theme. I always think of the Rockford Files because not only was it a TV theme, but it was also a hit record.
Mm-hmm.
But this goes in a different direction. These are TV themes that exist only as TV themes. So you would never listen to these on your car radio. They have to set up the way the TV show is.
Yes.
It has to sort of encapsulate and make the show. It describes the show in the open. And,
okay.
And the TV theme almost doesn't even exist anymore. They're so short. Mm-hmm. So we go older on these. But some of them skewed newer. And I know with Oscar, you're younger than me, much younger soul. And Rob Ford, who is younger.
Yes.
I'm curious. And Pony, who watches a lot of cartoons, have their opinions.
You're a
cunt. Oh! Hey, man. That word.
I thought we got his mood elevated. Sort of a theme. But anyway, these are the, according to UpRocks, the 25 best TV theme songs. I had a blast putting this together because I love TV themes. Do you know this one?
Hold on. Hold on.
And it is very, very evocative of the show, which is cool.
I know this one.
Okay, Pony?
Yeah, it's Mystery Science Theater.
Oh, in your
3000.
Face. No, it is, and see, I didn't use that horrible word. It is a Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Oh, God damn it, I knew that.
I've never even heard of that thing.
I'm pissed now.
Now, the thing that's cool about it, it's an outer space show, and it's got an outer space feel, but Space Ghost, it was neat. It was an interview show conducted by a cartoon character.
Really?
Yeah, I loved that
Space
show.
Ghost.
Oh. Yeah, I remember Emmanuel in Space.
That's a good movie, yeah, but the music was different. So, yeah, that's our first one. That's number 24. I think everyone will get number 20. That was 25. Here's 24. And it's about to be. Yes?
The Bionic Man.
Oh, close.
Where are you?
Yeah.
We got
Scooby-Doo.
Oh, two different things.
The original. Now, there's been like 18 different incarnations of Scooby. But this is the original one with the haunted house open. Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? From 1969.
Whoa.
But who didn't watch this and sing this? You know? Great TV theme.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, Where Are You? Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, the next one is a little older, but it does. It's a great evocative of the show.
Mission Impossible. Mission Impossible.
No. Mm-hmm. You don't know it from the TV show, though.
No. I know it from the movies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But isn't it cool that a song that was written probably 40 years ago, or closer to 50, can still be used to show like intrigue and excitement?
No, it still works.
It still works. I just saw the latest Mission Impossible on cable.
Oh, the Tom Cruise one.
Yeah.
MI4
is phenomenal.
It?
Five.
Five?
It's a five.
Is that the one where he's on the airplane?
Yes.
Oh, I got to see it.
Worth it. Love it. Absolutely worth it.
Love it. Cool. Now, I had never even heard of this show.
Okay.
So I'm curious if anyone gets it from the theme alone. I did a little research, and one thing that I found fascinating about it is, doesn't it sound like computers?
Doogie Howser, MD?
It does. It sounds like Doogie, right? This is a show on AMC called Halt and Catch Fire.
Oh, that is a phenomenal.
Is that a hacking show?
No.
I've not seen it. It is
about kind of like Mad Men is a period piece of the 60s.
Yeah.
This is a period series of the 1980s computer boom. It is a phenomenal show.
Oh, cool. I gotta check
and
that
really
out.
Worth watching?
Absolutely. Very good.
I'm seeing it on a lot of lists
and
stuff.
Halt and Catch Fire. Cool.
But what's cool about, and this is what the list is about, this sounds like 1980s computers, doesn't it?
It does. A lot of RAM.
Yeah.
A lot of MS-DOS running.
It's a lot of hitting play and record at the same time because you want to save that version of oil well that you're playing.
A lot of reverse engineering in IBM BIOS.
Oh, look at that.
Look at you. He was almost as excited as Ben Willis with that.
Not quite.
Very close.
Ben Willis!
That's on AMC, no longer called American Movie Classics. I'm going to close you guys out for a second. I want to know if Oscar can name this TV theme.
Can I get... Oh, is it Hannah Montana?
You're very close. I would say this is the show that begat Hannah Montana.
Give me a hint.
It was on Nickelodeon, I think.
I got that.
Well, easy. It has Melissa Joan Hart as
the
star.
Anything happens on television? What's
Oh, you can't do that on television, but that's not
I don't know. I know.
Clarissa explains it all.
Yeah.
But again, instantly recognizable as that show. And I think it's Rachel Sweet is the one who does.
What is Melissa Joan Hart doing now?
The Walmart
Weight Watchers commercial, I thought.
She was on the show, Joey, wasn't she?
No?
Yeah. But is she doing any commercials?
She's doing the Walmart commercials with that black comedian, Craig, big guy.
Oh, Craig Robinson.
Yeah, Craig Robinson.
Sings.
Yeah.
Why can't he just be a comedian? Yeah. Why is everything race?
Identifying factor.
Well, you know, I thought you were going to say, why can't he just be a comedian? Because why does he have to sing? If you have a song in your heart, you got to let it out. But then I forgot, of course, Rob Ford is from Manassas.
And he's still working.
This is one of the all-time greats. And, of course, this is not the G. Gordon Liddy Show.
Miami Vice.
Yes.
Oh, I love Miami Vice. I used to.
Great thing.
Miami Vice was so. I watched it at an age where it wasn't appropriate for me or my brother or my sister.
Yeah.
My parents were just so foreign. They're like, whatever's on TV, you can watch.
Okay.
And I remember I would see Crockett and Tubbs pull up in their pastel suits.
Yep.
And Lamborghini Countach.
Yes. Mm. Oh, there's that word again.
The white one?
Yep.
No, I'm kidding.
And I was like, oh, man. Like, they are living the life.
Yep.
This was when I was in 7th or 8th grade is when it was at its very hottest, right?
And was Edward James almost their commissioner?
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, Pa, look, one of us is in this.
Oh, capital, it's Pa. When this happened, my great-grandfather passed away, and my father was charged with going through his belongings, and one of the things he had was a white dinner jacket from the 60s when they had, like, people had dinner jackets.
Yes.
And I said, oh, my God, let me have it, please, please, please. And I got to go to an 8th grade dance with a white jacket and the sleeves rolled up.
Because that hasn't changed.
That's true.
I've been wearing white jackets since
then.
I don't
roll up the sleeves anymore because that was it. And I wore it with a T-shirt, no cummerbund.
Oh, good man.
Yeah, but I think it was
cummerbund, ladies.
That's right. 1983, the last time I ever tried to dress fashionably. Number 19.
If you've ever wondered. WKRP.
Exactly. Yeah. And a great theme because it gives you the whole backstory of the show in one verse.
Is that show worth going back and watching? Because I never, that was just a little after.
It's worth watching.
Well, it's before my time because I just didn't understand the context of adult.
Yeah.
You know, sitcoms.
I have the first season on DVD and it was a big deal. It was forever not on DVD because they didn't want to license the music. They played hit records on the show. And so when they had to DVD release it, it cost a fortune. Yeah. So I have it. If you can't find it on Hulu or Netflix, I'll loan it to you.
Appreciate
it's definitely worth watching. Oscar will get this one right away.
Friends.
It's his favorite show.
I've got the box set.
I know you
do. DVDs.
I gave
Thank
it to you
so
you.
Much.
That's
appreciate it. Never opened it.
How fast?
Not Blu-rays.
Thanks for the VHS tapes, Rob.
They were DVD. It wasn't available on Blu-ray at the time. But I do tell you, you know what the biggest
I'll take beta this year.
The biggest bite in the ass ever was, I believe, 36 hours after I purchased it for you on Amazon. They put it on the entire run on Netflix.
That's rough.
But seriously, now, like 36 hours.
There's nothing like finding the right DVD in the episode and then figuring out where it is and then queuing it up and then playing it. Thank you.
Years before YouTube.
Very sweet.
Except
I think my dad has it. He might be watching them in Spanish.
That's excellent.
Amigos.
What happens is... gave the box set to your father and now the door doesn't close because he's using it as a doorstop.
Cheers.
No.
What did I miss?
Number 17 here.
Hold on,
The Office.
The Office, exactly.
I don't know. Look, The Office is funny, and I know I'm not going out on a limb by saying that, but I...
Another shocking claim.
Yes.
That's what she said bit.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that so much, and when you are a up-and-coming disc jockey...
And the easy joke is always
that
there.
That was so hacky to hear... You guys never use it on Dynamite, right?
No. But you see, the thing is The Office almost gets a pass because they knew it was hacky when they were doing it.
No. I don't mind that they used it.
Oh, that when people took it from
Everybody would use, that's what she said. Mm-hmm. And I would sit there and...
Without a trace of irony.
And I would want to ask them, do you know what you're saying right now?
Exactly.
You're basically saying, I have no idea how humor works or a joke.
Right.
Or my brain cells are not, my synapses aren't working.
Yes.
Because that's all I've got to offer.
Yeah.
Right?
It's easy. It's the easy joke.
And I worked at an unnamed office. that when I left radio,
yes,
The Office was at its height, the TV show.
Yeah.
And I walked into this office into corporate America, and it was cubes everywhere.
Sure.
I got an office, but I would walk through the cubes, mm-hmm. and I would hear, that's what she said from all the sales guys.
Well, sales guys are dicks.
And I'd sit there and be like, you know, people used to make fun of cubes and Cube Nation and the jokes that would come around it. And then I sat there and I said, maybe I'm wrong.
No, it's
maybe
not.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe mm-hmm. it's really funny and I'm just a comedy snob.
No, no.
Is it just me?
No, you were smart. You were ahead of the curve. And
I could be wrong. I'm okay with that.
It was because the thing is that they were taking something. The Office was incredibly smartly written, very intelligently written. And they were making fun of that hack joke at that time. So the people that picked up on it from The Office were already jumping on a train that had already left the station. And they didn't realize it, and they weren't clever enough to pick up on
joke.
It. But I will say this. I don't think The Office has aged very well. When I watch it on reruns, it's not as backbreakingly funny as it was when it was on.
Okay, see, they're new to me, so I'll watch them.
Okay.
And I will laugh. I'll be like, oh, this is what it feels like to discover something 10 years too late.
Yeah, exactly.
This is what it's like to be Mike O'Mara.
What's John Krasinski doing these days?
All right, I
love you, Mike.
I hope that
someone you're never going to hear this because you're not going to listen.
No, he listens every day. I'm sure he's streaming it in the jury room. I had never heard of this show, so I'm hoping one of you young youngsters will know this song. It's an Adult Swim show. But it is a catchy theme song.
Aquaman?
You're close. C-Lab 2021.
I've never heard of it before.
I have no idea anything about it.
Animated in my condo just this morning.
The C-Lab?
I liked it.
That's the result of the experiment. that was number 16. At number 15.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state.
30 Rock from the Sun. No. What's it called?
30 Rock from the Sun. But it's not that. No, that was an instrumental. Big Bang Theory.
Yeah,
very good. Big Bang Theory at
a
number 15.
That I should be into.
We all should.
But
is it because we're douches? Because the rest of America is really into that show.
No, what it is that there are no good sitcoms on television. Mm-hmm. And they're just glomming onto what's there.
No, but then I heard, I've seen some episodes where I'm like, okay, give it a shot. They can't all be wrong.
They're wrong.
I don't think they are. No, I think it's us. I think
Sheldon
we're
is
the
not
snobs.
Funny.
No.
It's easy. They're writing easy. I get it. They're nerds. I get it. And you know what?
Is it because we're nerds really deep inside?
Well, you're not a nerd.
Oh, I'm deep. I'm a dork inside.
Oh, well. Yeah,
there's a lot of, you know.
But I don't think it's
I fly drones by myself.
Helicopters.
That's not cool.
I think that there is not much to be grabbed onto from the landscape, and it's low-hanging fruit, so they go to it.
Millions and millions of people tune in.
I know. Johnny Galecki has so much money.
Yeah.
And he's not that much better than anybody in this room.
Is there anybody in this room, honestly, you will not be judged, that likes that show? No one.
No.
Nope.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, good. Best theme ever.
Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And
every time Catwoman, God rest her soul, right? She just died?
No.
From that show?
No.
About a year ago, yeah.
Yeah, about a year ago.
Was it Lee Merriweather that died?
All the Catwomen?
Well, there's Eartha Kitt.
Oh, God. I don't know enough about
and
that.
Julie Newmar, who really could give Rob Ford's girl a run for her money.
The one that was on when I was a little kid.
Was she...
Red hair.
Oh, Julie Newmar.
Okay.
Mm.
She would come on screen.
She might have just passed, actually.
Yvonne Craig,
that's Batgirl.
Batgirl.
Oh, whatever. Oh. Either of those chicks, I knew something was stirring underneath my belt line.
Yes.
Because I said, oh, I feel different about this lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give him a whiff of bat gas.
gross.
If you need something to cure yourself from what Catwoman was doing, you could just turn on this show.
Oh, Sopranos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also one of the greatest examples of an existing song being plucked out of obscurity, used as a TV theme.
Oh, I didn't know this was an existing song.
British band. I think they're called A3. But how can a British band do a show that sounds so much like New Jersey Mob?
Pretty cool.
Love it. Awesome. Probably the last great TV theme at number...
The Simpsons.
Of course.
Yeah.
Musically, one of the smartest shows on... we got to fly, guys. I didn't realize we were this late.
No problem.
Number 11.
Monsters.
Adam's Family.
Adam's Family. Partial credit.
I am close enough.
I mean, it was ABC and NBC, I think. They each had the same show.
Monsters.
Oh, I love the next one at number 10.
Here we come.
Yeah.
Monkees.
Really good, Monkees. Oscar.
Yeah,
wow.
I love the Monkees. I thought the Monkees was a real band.
It is a real band.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, well, what happened is they made a TV show to promote a real band
who didn't
own any of their music.
And I thought the Monkees were better than the Beatles as a kid.
We really don't have time to get into this. But as a kid, I could understand it. All right. Oh, number 9.
I was like, I really like the Monkees better than the Beatles.
Very catchy.
Hawaii 5-0.
Very cool. Number 8. You're killing it.
Oh,
Futurama.
Futurama, yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't
good
know.
Job. Number 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Laverne and Shirley.
This is great. Number 6. I would not have gotten this one.
Mad Men? No, it's not Mad Men.
No, good guess, though.
I have no idea.
I'll give you a hint. It's another version of a show we've already heard the theme to.
CSI.
It's the British theme to The Office.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a tough pull.
That is a tough pull, but also evocative of miserable people in an office,
yes,
right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, number 5.
Cheers.
Good. Number 4. Sunday,
Monday, happy days.
Oh, happy days.
Number 3. Not too distant future.
I called
Weird
it
Science
earlier.
Yes, not Good Times.
Is it this Mystery Science Theater?
Yes.
Yeah, I
Pony
screwed
knows
him up
that
earlier.
If he keeps guessing Mystery Science Theater, he'll get it. That's right. Sea Hunt. Everybody get into the Kickstarter because it's going to get patented back on television.
For sure.
I did not know number 2. Anything?
Is that Pete and Pete?
Yes!
Pete and who?
The
Pete
Adventures
Pete
of Pete and Pete.
I loved that show.
Don't know.
He's so young.
I have no idea.
So young.
So young
and hip.
And number 1, the top TV theme of all time, according to UpRock. I think the reruns post-date you. You might not get this.
General Hospital?
You know, actually, it sounds a little like General
Hospital. Say Elsewhere?
No, it's a sitcom.
Small Wonder.
I know.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Yes.
The Mary Tyler Moore Show. And those are your top 25 themes.
What was the was she like?
She worked in a newsroom.
Lesbian?
No.
No.
No, she was box.
Very box.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what was the premise
Still
of her
is
show? Like,
no,
what was
no,
her
no
superpower?
Her superpower is that she was hot.
Oh.
Yeah.
And
seduction.
There was a great episode. She worked with a guy named Mr. Grant, and there was one great episode where she screwed up a newscast, and he called her a
We're out of control.
That's the top 25 themes according to UpRock. When we come back, we're going to do Oscarazzi, if you remembered to put it together. Let's see. We're back after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I want you to think about your cell phone bill. And what are we actually paying for? I'm Todd Moore. On December 22nd, Oscar Santana from Baltimore, Maryland, said he only paid $62 a month for a cell phone bill with unlimited data. Is that possible?
This is a Verizon LTE call from
Oscar Santana.
From Tech 411.
Yo, man, I don't know how many times I have to tell you this. It's $62 a month. She gave me a great deal. I mean, she was nice to me.
So I looked at his bill, and it had that number on it, but it had a lot of other numbers, too. And what's up with that Nisha call? On the next episode of Tech 411.
Oh, I love it. You got a new trial,
yeah,
right?
I'm a nice guy. I just wish people would listen to the show and subscribe on iTunes.
Sorry, buddy. I just talked all over you.
I swear to you know what? If I handed out awards, that is the best promo of calendar year 2015.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So,
thank you.
So great.
We'll take
you know
it.
Who loved it? Was Mike O'Mara.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our friends at Touch of Modern. You know, they're giving you 30 days of deals this holiday season. That's 30 straight days of different deals on the hottest styles and the coolest gadgets. This holiday, you can make someone feel like a kid again with something cool from touchofmodern.com. Go to their website. Check it out. See what they have. Neat new stuff. every single day. It's your one-stop holiday store. A lot of our listeners are turning on to this, and they are really, really enjoying touchofmodern.com. If you're not sure what to buy for someone, Touch of Modern makes it easy with Touch of Modern's Holiday Hub. It makes it simple to find a perfect gift for someone based on their interests. Do they like gadgets? Just click the gadgeteer. Are they outdoorsy, athletic? Just click the adventurer. Boom, bam, you will be a holiday hero with gifts that make them go, wow. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because you don't want to miss out on the perfect gift. Touchofmodern.com. New sales launching literally every day.
Beautiful, and they are bringing you Oscarazzi.
Gentlemen.
Hi, Oscar.
Fellas, well, Mike is in the courtroom.
Yes.
He's missing out on breaking news. Who do you think?
Barry Masonary.
The latest and last centerfold on Playboy is going to be.
You mean the last print edition?
Yes, with nudity.
Well, I hope it's Adele.
I'm going to guess.
Be a wide cover if it is.
I'm going to guess, based on her history and the fact that she's still a little doable and a little relevant, I'll guess Jenny McCarthy.
That would be my guess,
nice
too.
Nice guess. Mm. Anybody else? Anybody?
Mary Tyler Moore.
Kate Upton.
Oh, nice. Why would they see that?
Haven't
we all seen that already?
Yeah.
We've all seen it.
No.
Yeah.
No, who is it? Justin Verlander.
It's Pamela Anderson.
Well, oh, my gosh.
Back again, baby. Apparently, Hugh Hefner's attorney announced that Pamela Anderson will now, she'll actually be the last. And you know what? What's cool about this is I didn't know she'd been on the cover 13 times already. This is going to be her 14th time.
I knew she'd been on the cover a lot. That's a lot, though.
Pamela Anderson will be the last centerfold naked on Playboy magazine.
And the first time appearing in corrective shoes because she is now 76 years old.
Do you know that her sons are now 19 and 17?
That's disgusting somehow to me.
The actress and model said that she had checked with her sons first, Brandon, who's 19, and Dylan, 17, before agreeing because for years the boys have been teased at school about her being in Playboy.
Are kids by Tommy Lee?
Yeah. Nice pull, right?
Yeah, there's a couple nice pulls there.
How old is she? It doesn't say in this article right
100
now.
Years old.
If you don't mind pulling that up.
If you need to see
48?
A picture of her, look on that Nestle.
Some rough math right
that
now.
Nestle can. That's a
picture of her. Abuelita? 48 is correct.
Oh, my God.
So if you're into that.
She's just a little older than me. Imagine me on the cover. Did they even look at my tape?
It's an appropriate way to go out in my eyes.
I suppose.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, that's good.
Why not?
And you know what? You can really airbrush plastic to look shiny. Mm-hmm. So she's going to look good. They'll make her look good.
All right.
Yeah.
Moving on. Fellas, did you know that when you disappear, it is probably one of the hardest things to do these days, day and age, right? So if you're going to actually try to leave town, if you were going to actually...
Well, not like a magician.
Yeah,
No. If you want to get off the grid.
Sure.
What would you do?
Start a podcast.
If Mike was here, he'd cry.
Winner.
He would be crying.
No. It's a joke, of course. I would go deep into the South and go to a small town.
Yeah, but you would probably take your cell phone with you.
Of course.
And then people could find you.
That's true.
Yeah, get a burner.
All technology.
Get a burner, cash only, that kind of thing.
Yeah, Pony, what would you do? You probably thought about this a couple times.
I'd go to Alaska, and you just go live up in the woods there.
Sure.
So you would take nothing with you.
I mean, I'd have... Well, my problem is I can't live without my computers.
Yes.
And my speakers.
Go to hell. That's right.
Okay, so the ideal thing, and this is from Up Rocks as well, right?
Okay, cool.
If you want to really skip town... And this is probably for someone that maybe doesn't want to get any holiday presents.
Sure.
They said the best play is to get a new cell phone.
Okay.
Because your cell phone can be traced. You could lose your SIM card as well. So you get a new SIM card. Has anybody had any type of phone where they had two SIM cards? One for their shady calls and one for their... Because that's what spies do all the time, they say.
Wow.
Hmm. Yeah.
Never thought about that.
Good idea.
Never thought about that.
I mean, you really only have to do that if you're doing something nefarious, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Two is like... You have to keep all your bank accounts in check. So if you're going to make any, what do you want when you take your money?
Transaction.
ATMs. You have to do it slowly over the year.
Oh, because you don't want to have any large amounts that would be flagged.
Withdrawn.
Right.
Any large withdrawal. So you have to really think about this.
Like a year in advance of disappearing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right? Pretty crazy.
Wow, that makes it almost not worthwhile. I'm here
Why?
If you need me.
Is that too much work?
Well, no. I mean, if you're going to disappear, it's obviously something that is... barely urgent. I don't know that you could plan a disappearance.
You have to be willing to give up your worldly possessions. Because if you take anything that's really important to you, it's not going to look like you disappeared.
True enough.
Right?
True enough.
Mm-hmm. Like, you got to leave your 12-inch speakers at home.
That's right.
That ain't going to happen.
Rob is gone, and the jukebox is missing.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
Curiouser and curiouser.
Wait, the records are gone.
Then look for a guy with a hernia. Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing you have to do is simply start a new identity.
Wow.
And they say the best place to find a new identity is with the dark net, which is like 4chan.
Wow.
Right? Pretty crazy. Would you ever do anything like that?
No.
Apparently, I thought about it before this show started, but it went pretty well. So I guess we'll do another one
Apparently,
Monday.
Apparently, they say here that over 4,000 people a year do it.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Do you know, I had a distant cousin, like a cousin through in-laws, that faked his death and got caught.
What?
It's going to be so embarrassing.
Jumped off a boat and was found in Richmond. It was actually the first day of my sophomore year. I had to call my mother. It was on the front page of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. I said, aren't we related to a Matt Gaffney? And she said, yeah. I said, he faked his death.
That's embarrassing.
Got caught. What a
jerk.
Did you
go to jail for that?
I don't know. I think he was
insurance fraud.
Yeah, insurance
fraud.
Yeah,
definitely fraud.
He was punished.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but it was great.
But if you go to Richmond, you want to really die. Like, you don't want to fake it.
That was his punishment. Living in Richmond.
And I'll leave you with this. I know because we had a tight Oscar out today. Apparently, The Wiz may not be completely live. That's coming to NBC.
Oh, you know, I actually have a preview tape of it.
Please.
Oh, this is so cool. I saw the preview on the Today Show this morning, and it's loaded with talent. I can't wait to see it. Oh, no. This
you
is
had
not
to get this
The
in.
Wiz.
Suck a dick.
21 days for Christmas shopping. 21 days to fill the stocking.
Not only that, I'm going to go home and email it to Mike.
Are you really?
Give him a call. Yeah. Give him a voicemail.
Have you done your Christmas shopping? You better get busy. Only 21 shopping days left.
You better get busy.
Just quickly, Dick. We're not going to hate watching The Wiz live, but you know, TV magic, not everything may be live.
Are they saying what might be sort of canned?
Well, apparently they have to film this in advance just in case something goes wrong.
Well, they always film a dress.
I never knew that.
You know, they always tape Saturday Night Live dress rehearsal.
Oh, I never knew that either.
So they have something in the can in case something goes disastrous.
Does everybody know that?
And you know what else? Another thing they do, and I hope I'm not stepping on here.
No, you're good.
On windy days, there have been huge portions of the Macy's Parade on Thanksgiving that are like 3 years old. They just rerun it.
Just stock footage?
They do. They go to stock footage.
There's Snoopy.
There's Snoopy, and look who's on the float. It's the lady who played Batgirl. Wait, she's dead.
It's stock footage?
Yep, they do it. They absolutely do it.
Messed with my life.
Is that it?
That's it. That's Oscar Watson. I'm blown away.
Hate to break your heart, dear. Sorry about that.
That's not Snoopy.
No, it is Snoopy, but it's Snoopy from Days of Old.
That's the way.
That's right. All right, stick around, folks. We come back. We got the final audio vault of the week. It's sure to disappoint on the Mike O'Mara show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Anita Ford.
Ooh, you're not, but Anita Ford joins us on the show. In case you're wondering who that is, she's Rob Ford's mother.
Yeah.
We are going to get to the bottom of what makes Rob tick.
How much time do we have?
Also, we're drinking wine on the show.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Yes, indeed. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Great music in the promo, Rob. Mm-hmm. Tune in and hear Common Inebriants, Gary Stein, and Tony Perkins really get plowed.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know what people are talking about in my household during this holiday season? They are talking about my Tipsy Elves Bah Hum Pug sweater. It's lovely. I love ugly Christmas sweaters, and the only place to get yours is at tipsyelves.com. Trust me when I tell you, these Tipsy Elves Christmas sweaters are like nothing you have ever seen before. They're not for the faint of heart, tons of styles to choose from, and they've never been worn, which is great. You know, you have to go to the thrift stores to get them normally. No, these are brand new ugly Christmas sweaters that you're going to love. And it's not just sweaters at tipsyelves.com. There's lots of other Christmas apparel and collegiate attire as well, like adult onesies. They make great gifts. So go to tipsyelves.com today so that you have the best selection to choose from, and you'll have it in time for the big Christmas party. Yeah, I'm going to wear mine to the Christmas party because I love pugs. Just remember, tipsyelves.com. Enter the code TMOS at checkout to get your 20% site-wide discount TipsyElves.com and TMOS. You won't believe your eyes.
Michael, he'll be back live in studio on Monday, so make sure you join us then. Now let's open up the thing and do the audio vault. This was burning up Facebook for a couple days, and it's thought-provoking. I normally try to make you laugh on the audio vault, but I want you to just, especially in light of what happened this week,
yes,
I want you to think about this. Bill Nye, the science guy, who for years was just considered a link for teaching kids scientific fact and notions, he's done some analysis of things, and he claims that climate change is actually walking hand in hand with the increase in terrorism.
Wow.
And it's a pretty thought-provoking argument. So just check this out.
It's very reasonable that the recent trouble in Paris is a result of climate change. This water shortage in Syria. There is a water shortage in Syria. This is fact-based. Small and medium farmers have abandoned their farms because there's not enough water, not enough rainfall. And especially the young people who have not grown up there, have not had their whole lives invested in living off the land. Young people have gone to the big cities looking for work. There's not enough work for everybody. So the disaffected youths, as we say, the young people who don't believe in the system, believe the system's failed, don't believe in the economy, are more easily engaged and more easily recruited by terrorist organizations. And then they end up partway around the world in Paris shooting people.
Now, I'm not saying that that's fact. I'm not saying that I agree or disagree. But here's something to think about. And I'm just going to say this. It's been another horrible week for the world. And if we can do something that helps, and climate change is killing us anyway, let's look into this, please. I mean, there's no
BS.
There's
climate,
no downside.
Look, if the climate was fine, the fact that people are being disenfranchised and they think there's not enough income equality here and this income inequality, right? Again, it's not political. It's sheer fact. That if you want to go out there and get a job and work hard, and with all due respect to Rofo, Rofo makes nothing for a living. He's following his dreams.
True enough.
The man is like excited if we take him out to lunch because that's one less meal he has to pay for.
Yeah, I'm not that excited about it.
But I'm just saying that he's willing to work hard for something that is almost a one in a million shot.
Here.
And the idea that I know Rofo and I remember myself and I know I have friends that, especially in radio, that have lost their jobs and then found a job in McDonald's or gotten out there and figured out, okay, this is going to suck for 6 months or a year, but I'm going to make the best of it and I'm going to look for my next opportunity.
Right.
This is the only country, coming from a third world country myself, this is the only country, regardless of the climate change, that you can make a living without having to really work that hard to find a job.
The jobs are out there, you're saying?
Yes.
Yes, all right. But anyway, it's just something. It was a popular topic,
and
I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't bring it to you.
No, I appreciate you playing that, but
I understand your point,
too. We joke about it a lot, about making America great, and once in a while there was politics on this program. There just isn't anymore, and I'm happy about that. But what I think we all agree on, and it's not political, is that if you want to try something,
you can
do it. You want to make a living. You might not be able to live in D.C. Not everybody can.
Right. Or want to.
Yeah, or want to. But you can get – especially in low-tier, maybe hourly jobs.
Right.
You can find it.
There, you know what? And I've seen it. I've seen Carrie go on care.com and make a decent living for
2 months.
TaskRabbit.
People get paid to do the dumbest things. Sign up if you're looking for something.
Exactly.
Rofo moves furniture. This man is not in shape. His body's not built to do this type of work, but he's finding a way to do it.
Did I
just insult you twice?
I'm going to move on before you call him the C word.
But you know what I'm saying? You're a hard worker.
Yeah, I am.
You're a hard worker.
So you can do it. But anyway, so just something to think about. Yeah. Bill Nye, and it was a very popular topic for consideration. Now, Microsoft and Apple, have you seen the new Microsoft holiday spot?
Which one?
Where a whole bunch of workers at the Microsoft store in New York City get together, pull out a Microsoft pad, tablet, find
Surface.
The note. Yeah, it's the Surface one. And they sing a song and walk to in front of the Apple store.
Oh, my God.
And sing to them.
I have not seen this.
So now they're getting ready to sing.
Let there be peace on earth and let it begin.
Oh, wow.
And so they get to the Apple store. The Apple employees come out. And the message is, although this could really be spun as sort of a F you,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. It actually does say spread harmony, aww, as if saying that the two markets can coexist.
Yeah.
It's a neat spot.
Well, Microsoft, the software runs on Apple products.
And when they came out and there was actually hugs between the two employees, 1,600 iPads were stolen.
That Surface, that's a game changer. It took a while to get there, but I see kids at school or adults that use them.
Yeah.
They blow my mind.
Nice hardware.
Like solid, solid computers.
And what is the cost comparison?
I would say it's roughly the same as the higher end iPads.
Okay. All right. But they're just an amazing piece of work. All right. Well, again, my equipment sucks. Okay. And we close it. Can you believe, and I don't even know that I'd like this, McDonald's is offering table service as an experiment, like a waiter.
Oh,
yeah, it's true.
McDonald's is trying out a new service at some California locations where employees will serve customers at their tables. Yes. Yeah, they're calling this service Applebee's.
Close up that audio vault.
I love Applebee's.
That is your magic audio vault. And that's your show. And that's your week. Everybody, thank you so much for listening. Before we skedaddle out of here, remember, Mike will be back on Monday. If you have a chance over the weekend, you haven't done it yet, renew, buy, or gift our bonus package. It means a lot.
You can give it now.
The giving is so easy. If you want to get your Christmas shopping done and you have Mike O'Mara Show fans on your Christmas list, it's so easy
get
to
or give.
The
get
show.
Or give.
Do it, do it, do it. And also remember our Amazon link. Please, please, please.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. And thank you in advance. We're back on Monday. And until then, spread the word. If you need to get a letter for our mailbag, our address is Mike O'Mara Show, 2796 P.O. Box, reverse that, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177, or you can email me, Rob with two B's, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thank you, Adrian. Thank you, Pony. Thank you, Rob Ford. Thank you, Oscar.
Thank you.
And thank you, Mike, wherever you may be. We'll see you next time. So long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Transportation for the Mike O'Mara Show provided by VCT Limo. VCT Limo serves the entire Washington, D.C. metropolitan area with a beautiful fleet of corporate sedans, SUVs, vans, and limousines. The next time you require the best in transportation, contact VCT Limo at 888-868-3492 or online at WashingtonDCLimoCarService.com. VCT Limo, the best.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.